Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, you know our buddy over at the Westward, right?
Yeah, Michael?
Yep, Michael Roberts.
I sure do.
He just sent me a text that he just put out and posted an article. I did an interview with him a few days, I think Friday it was, and it was about the little medical condition I had, okay?
You mean your heart attack?
Yeah, that heart attack. Here's the title. By the way, it hit today, his article. We've posted it everywhere, so if you go to Facebook, our webpage, wherever you go, you're going to see it. Alice 1059's BJ Harris on surviving the luckiest heart attack ever.
The luckiest heart attack ever.
Yeah, I love that title.
What do you? Read it again.
Let me do it again.
Okay.
Alice 1059's BJ Harris on surviving the luckiest heart attack ever.
Is there such thing as a lucky heart attack?
I don't know, but it sounds good on paper.
It grabs your attention. I'll tell
sure
you that
look,
much.
Look at this. Look, hey, Schmidl, did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you read it yet?
Not the whole thing. I read the title.
Send it to all your friends.
Okay. See, if I was Michael, I would have written this headline, okay? I'm not telling him how to be a writer, but here's how I would have done it. BJ Harris has a grabber.
Yeah, we may have to get him on the line. Like, dude, you missed it here. You missed it, okay?
Yeah,
grabber's the word.
Grabber is the word.
Yeah. So, here's the first line. Oh, man, Michael, jeez. I hadn't read this. The story easily could have been an obituary for BJ.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Good God, Michael. You're talking about sensationalism.
Wow.
What it starts out.
He's not wrong.
Obituary.
I don't think he's being sensational.
He is not wrong.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No, but you could soften it up just a bit in case the kids read it. Thank you, Michael. Michael's a good dude.
Yeah, he is.
He did one on you, I don't know what, several months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice piece.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. I like him. Sorry about that obituary line.
Yeah. All right, if you want to read it, it's on our Facebook page. You get the true story. It happened about, I don't know, a week and a half ago. The old grabber, as Jimmy calls it. Schmidl is so excited. He brought me a piece of audio this morning. I've not heard it. But the campaign is called Joints for Jabs.
What the hell is this?
It's actually a brilliant idea.
It's super smart.
If you go in and get the vaccine, you get a free joint.
Oh, my God.
Right, we'll be able to get the vaccine.
It's brilliant. Right,
listen.
What in the hell?
We wanted to say, like, look, the science that supports cannabis being safe and effective for a host of issues, including anxiety from vaccines, also supports the science behind the vaccine.
So you get a joint for a jab.
Oh, well, that's an incentive, isn't it?
Thank you, Schmidl, for bringing that to the table.
You know what is funny about Colorado? Like, we're always the first to do all this weird stuff. Did you see that we're going to be the first rollout state where it's going to be beer infused with the pot?
Yeah.
We're going to be the first ones.
Coors.
Yeah.
It's the Coors Corporation.
Do we really need to do that? Yeah. Is it going to be alcohol? Am I right about that? Or am I wrong?
It is. I don't know. It's a CBD.
That seems like way too much. Like alcohol and CBD.
Yeah, I don't know.
That just seems like,
I saw the announcement. I remember that it was Coors Molson, right? Yeah. Aren't they owned by the same people?
Yes.
Same company?
Yeah.
And I saw where they were going to be the first, and the first market is Colorado. But
you can't put beer and pot together.
I don't know.
Right?
They should just call it the spins because that'll just make you spin. That's all it does.
I bet I'm wrong. I bet
What's
I'm
it
wrong.
Say?
I bet
it says it has 5 milligrams of THC per bottle.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, but does it have alcohol?
Yes.
It's infused.
What? Can we not get, like, just jacked up enough on one thing? Oh, we have to add them together?
I didn't realize that. I thought it was just a THC drink.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't think it had alcohol in it. Jeepers. Man, we're taking it to a new level here.
That's what I was. I thought that was what it was, and then I was saying it out loud, and I was like, there's no way that's really true. But as I heard it last week, I was like, what? We're doing shrooms, right? Now we have beer and pot. I mean, what is the state about?
Yeah, and they rake them from low to high potency, so you can get one that has like less weed in it and one that has more.
Jeez,
one
pizza.
That will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
What is going on?
When is this available?
We'll read and figure it out. I'm not seeing that.
You got to figure too, Jamie. It's going to be sold in bars, right? Not just grocery stores.
Oh no! Now I'm going to have to eat snacks. I'm going to have bar peanuts.
Man, oh man, that seems over the top.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.